Those of us who have been around the block know the winter of 2011-2012 is one for the record books. Snowfall in the 40-inch range, that's unheard of. Temperatures warm enough to keep the Great Lakes ice-free.
With the warm weather we've been having, things are ahead of schedule for this time of the year.
John Farfalia is an extension educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension in Niagara County.
We are getting calls from people telling us that their crocus and some of the other spring bulbs are blooming early, and that some of the shrubs and even the lawns are taking on a little more of a spring look than they normally would at this time of the year.
Spring, incidentally, arrives Wednesday. But before you grab your favorite hoe, listen to these words of wisdom from Master Gardener Carol Ann Harlos.
If we suddenly do get a cold snap, some plants will not recover very well. Some trees, once their buds expand and leaves, for example, start to grow, or flowers begin growing on those trees, cannot reclose those buds.
And should winter-like weather return in April and May, certainly not out of the realm of possibility, well, that's why Western New York commercial fruit growers are concerned. John Farfalia.
Fruit crops, tree fruits, apples and peaches and cherries and all the other important fruits to Western New York, there is a kind of a wait-and-see period because those trees will be coming into blossom and bloom a little bit later, and that's when they are vulnerable should we return back to some cold weather.
Meanwhile, Carol Ann Harlos, Master Gardener Coordinator for the Erie County Cooperative Extension, is telling home gardeners everywhere to resist the temptation.
You look outside and you say, oh, it's spring, and as a gardener, everything in me wants me to go outside, clean up my beds, and take away the mulch, and that would be a really, really bad idea,
said Harlos.
The home gardener should keep away from their beds. You don't want to walk on your beds right now because they're probably very, very wet. It was a wet winter. It wasn't a snowy winter. But the ground in most places in Western New York is very saturated right now.
And here's another concern, courtesy of Carol Ann Harlos. No, not tulips. Bugs.
I always say to people who say, oh, isn't this nice? It's warm up here. And I always say, be careful what you wish for. Because I have a gut feeling it's going to be a buggy year.
We'll see. But for now, home gardeners,
keep off your beds.
I'm Mark Leichner, WBFO and AM 970 News.